This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Friday Eve to you. This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial right here on 1310 WIBA. We are going to be talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. We'll be talking this week about a very popular topic, which is collecting Social Security and working at the same time. It's going to be a great program. It's also a great opportunity right now to give us a call, get you on the air with your question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ and Malia. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaus Financial online, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Telephone number 608-442-5637. And to get on the air this morning with your great question, just give us a call at station 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And joined, as I mentioned earlier, by our retirement planning professionals, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Guys, how are we doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How have you been?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic, CJ. And Malia, how are you this week?
Very good. I think fall has arrived. I saw the wind and the rain and the leaves flying by my window yesterday. So I think we're in store for a real fall finally.
I think it's finally here. What are we, only 2 weeks into October? It's finally starting to change. And we're going to talk. This is always a wildly popular topic when we talk about Social Security and, of course, talking about people's questions and concerns about working simultaneously. So it's going to be a really great program as always. A couple of things to keep in mind as we talk with CJ and Malia. Phone lines, they're always open for you and your retirement question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Speaking of phone numbers, coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize this week. No exception, the guys and gals at Klaus Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Starbucks, and we'll tell you a little bit later how you can win that $25 gift card. Again, a little bit later on the program. I mentioned that telephone number for Klaus Financial, 442-5637, and their website, klausfinancial.com. And before we start talking Social Security and working, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and get the question and the answer as well.
Yes, we had a lot of listeners that called in for a question last week, so a shout out to our winner. Congratulations. The gentleman correctly answered the following question. The S&P 500 has, over the past 50 years, averaged what amount? We said, was it 5% or 10%? So as of September 2021, the average return over the last 50 years has been 10.9%. So congratulations again. Listen carefully to today's question.
Again, another chance to win a $25 gift card this week for Starbucks. And as mentioned, we're going to be talking about one of the most popular topics on the program, which concerns working and collecting Social Security at the same time. So the question, of course, of today is, when should our listeners begin collecting Social Security?
Yeah, this is one of our most popular topics. So I do encourage, as Sean mentioned before, if anybody has questions about this for yourself, your parents, or even if you're a widow or widower, about your future Social Security benefit or even present day Social Security benefit, feel free to call in. But yes, there's so much to understand about Social Security and your benefits. We try to regularly kind of break down the nuts and bolts and get into the weeds around how this future benefit will work. Today, we will be focusing on if you're planning on drawing your Social Security and continuing to work at the same time, then how would that, you know, affect your Social Security benefit? And then consequently, the question really begins with, when should you consider pulling your Social Security benefit if you're still working? So let's focus on the when question first. Step one, evaluate how much income your other investments, retirement accounts, pensions, after-tax accounts may bring to you on a regular basis, and whether you'll have any part-time working income or spousal income that you could be drawing on. Those tend to be better places to draw from, at least initially, than your Social Security benefit, because as we'll be talking about in a moment, as long as the Social Security benefit has not been started, it continues to accrue in the background and at a pretty healthy clip. Step two, determine when your FRA is. Not supposed to end us. Well, anyway, determine when your full retirement age is, which, remember, your full retirement age represents when you're eligible to take your full benefit, at which time your working income will not affect your benefit. So remember, we've talked a lot about this on the show. You can draw Social Security as early as 62, but it is a reduced amount compared to your full retirement age benefit. Your full retirement age is somewhere between 66 and 67, which I'll be talking about in a moment. And then finally, the kind of the latest you can draw is age 70. But here's what's weird. If I were thinking about that, I would go, oh, so age 70 is 100%. And then everything below that is, you know, something less than 100%. And actually, it's no. Your full retirement age is considered the 100% benefit. And then anything before that would be less than 100%. And then anything beyond your full retirement age up to age 70 would be over 100%. Kind of super weird how they chose to do this. But a quick reference. Number one, go to ssa.gov. You can establish a login there and see all of your earnings history, your age 62 benefit, when your full retirement age is, so on and so forth. A great, great resource. But as a quick reference for you, anyone born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is 66. And again, that would be that 100% benefit. For those born between 1955 and 1959, your full retirement age is 66 plus some number of months. And anybody like me who's born after 1960, your full retirement age is age 67. And why that full retirement age matters is for a lot of different reasons, but primarily because you can both be drawing at that age and working, and there's no direct offset to your Social Security benefit. So that's what we call it. At full retirement age, you can start to double dip without getting penalized. Now, if any CPAs are listening out there, I know you're thinking, well, but there's still tax implications, and that is true. So if you're both working and drawing Social Security, you may be paying more tax than you would be on your Social Security benefit, but that's just something to talk to your CPA about. Fantastic. Now, of course, go ahead, John.
I was going to mention that's great stuff so far. And as you mentioned, of course, as we're talking this morning, anyone with questions, great opportunity to get on the air with CJ and Malia at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Get on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Let's talk, CJ, about kind of, you mentioned some of those ages for FRA and that age 70 as well. Why would you want to wait, until 70 or get closer for that?
Yeah, so here's a couple examples for you. Again, think of your FRA as the 100% unreduced benefit of your Social Security. So here'd be an example. If your full retirement age is 66 and you decide to start receiving retirement benefits early at age 62, then you will only get 75% of what your FRA would have been at 66. Hopefully that makes sense. And then finally, if your FRA is 66 and you decide to draw 1 year earlier at age 65, you will get 93.3% of what your FRA benefit would have been. And then, of course, this is what I was mentioning before, if you wait beyond your FRA, which can make a lot of sense under some circumstances, your benefit accrues through what they call delayed retirement credits. And as of now, those delayed retirement credits are 8% per year. That's a big deal. But think of it as, well, so my full retirement at, say, 66 or 67 is 100% of my benefit. So if I wait 1 year after that, then it's 108%. And then another year, it's 116%. So as you can imagine, there can be good reasons to wait. But here's what you have to remember. While those growth rates sound incredible, and they are, they're fantastic, you are also 1 year closer to death. Yes. And I know that's harsh to hear, but the reality is, listen, if all you ever did was wait for a benefit to accrue, and you never actually cashed in on the benefit, then the math doesn't work out so well. So you do want to look at what are called break-even ages, along with your longevity in your family, along with your need for the income. So it really is a big custom calculation that you need to take a look at for when you should start to draw.
Very great stuff. As always, from CJ Kloss and Leah Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, love to get you on the air this morning. And Sandy joins us. Sandy, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas.
Thank you very much. I am just turned 69, retired, not taking Social Security, but heard this week about the big increase in the COLA starting in January, and I'm wondering, maybe I should start taking Social Security and then get the bump in January.
Oh, great question, Sandy. Very, very smart one. As a matter of fact, your question plays into our listener question corner question that we typically answer at the end. Thomas actually wrote in with a similar question. So Sandy is correct. For those who have not seen, Social Security Administration just announced, I think it's yesterday, that there is a 5.9% cost of living adjustment from 2021 to 2022 for those who are already drawing. And Sandy, that's what you're talking about. However, what I'd say to you is, remember, when you're not drawing, there's either those delayed retirement credits or kind of standard increases between 62 and your full retirement age. And those growth rates are actually higher, or they are greater than that standard cost of living adjustment. So the increase you will get year over year by not drawing is greater than the cost of living adjustment if you were drawing. Does that make sense, Sandy?
Even with this nice bigger number, because in the normal or most years,
yes,
it seems like that increase is pretty tiny. Okay.
Yes, no, you're correct. So think of it as, if I'm drawing, I get standard cost of living adjustments. And you're right, those have been super small because inflation's been low. They've been, you know, I think it was 1.3% a year ago. So small increases if you're drawing. However, if you're not drawing, your benefit is accruing by anywhere from 7 to 8% per year. Now, the difference is you're not getting that money, Sandy, right? So if you need the money and it's going to benefit your family and it makes sense to draw, then yes, you could go ahead and do that. But the accrual for not drawing is greater than the accrual while you are drawing.
Really?
Well, and she's almost 70. So next year would be the year that there's no reason for her not to draw.
Sandy,
exactly.
Really good question this morning. And along those similar lines, we got another COLA-related question from Kevin. Kevin, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Hi, thank you. I just had a question also relating to that. Would that cost of living increase apply to someone that hasn't yet filed but is getting ready to? Would that automatically be figured in? And would that also have an effect on the amount of money you can make per year?
Great question. Let me answer the second part of the question first. Does it have an effect on the amount of money you can make per year? Does a COLA? The answer is no. They're completely unrelated. The amount you can make per year is driven by whether or not you are full retirement age. If you're not full retirement age, if you're before full retirement age, then there's a limit to the amount you can earn while simultaneously drawing Social Security. And that limit is around $19,000 per year.
Okay.
But yes, your former question, what was the first part of your question, Kevin?
Will that go into effect if I haven't filed it? I'm 63 and thinking about filing. Would that automatically be figured into the monthly amount?
So your question is just like Sandy's. Again, if you're not drawing Social Security, say between 63 and 64, Kevin, you're going to get a standard increase to get you closer to that 100% full retirement age benefit amount. And that standard increase is somewhere between 6 and 8% a year, depending upon if it's 63 to 64, 64 to 65. Once you get to full retirement age, if you leave it alone, it's growing by a flat 8% per year. But just think of it as, again, somewhere between really 6.5% to 8% a year between 62 and 70 is how much it is growing per year if you're not touching it. Okay. This cost of living adjustment is different. This COLA that you're hearing about has to do for people who are drawing Social Security, right? So they're already on Social Security and they just had a spike in inflation. That's where this 5.9% comes in, but that's not standard. That's something they have to announce every year, and it changes year by year.
Okay, thank you.
Kevin,
great question.
Great questions all around this morning. We've got Bill standing by. Also got a line open for you at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Take more of your calls next. We'll talk about taking Social Security before your full retirement age and still earning an income. What do you need to know there? And of course, take your call. If you haven't been to the website yet, KlossFinancial.com, head on over, KlossFinancial.com, and the telephone number at the office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ, Malia, and you next as Money in Motion continues here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. And of course, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, KlossFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It's complimentary to you. And if you've got a question, get you on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Bill joins us this morning. Bill, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia and CJ of Kloss Financial.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my question. If I may, I've got a two-part question. I work for the federal government. I'm turning 55, and I have about a year and a half for retirement because of my combined age and years. Now, there's a Social Security substitute until I turn 62. So the two-part question is, but once I retire, if I retire before that 62, is there a limit on how much I can make with that, with my retirement through the federal government? And secondly, once I do hit 62 and I go to that portion that changes over, is there going to be any restrictions at that point? Or is it too far down the road to be able to tell?
Ooh, this is a humdinger. Good question, Bill. I love these. You're starting to experience the limit of our knowledge base here. I believe what you're talking about, Bill, just to make sure I'm understanding your question, is you're talking about the basically pension accelerator you can receive through your federal pension up till age 62. Is that right?
Yep, that's exactly
okay. Okay, so that accelerator does not have the same rules that, to my understanding is the accelerator doesn't have the same rules as the Social Security income offset for drawing Social Security at 62. So I think the answer is you could hypothetically still be working a job, pulling your pension with the accelerator attached to it and not have any income offset. That is my understanding. I could be wrong. But the rules around the income limitation apply directly to Social Security benefits. And by the way, just because your Social Security, your pension accelerator up to age 62, just because that suddenly goes down at 62, I don't believe that means you have to draw Social Security. It just means they're not going to pay you the additional pension amount anymore because you are technically eligible now for Social Security. So I think you could take the accelerator, let it run to age 62, then experience the decrease while still not drawing Social Security and allowing that to accrue up until your full retirement age. So I know I'm not really – go ahead.
Well, the other part of it too is, you know, if I may so what are your guys' opinion on drawing at 62 versus waiting till full retirement age for Social Security purposes?
That's a great question. I love that Bill's asking this question live, because yes, everybody gets to hear what it mm-hmm. you know, is like when we're in the office. And the answer, Bill, is that is really a custom answer. And there's different political ways to answer that, of course, as people will say, oh, the money's not going to be there. But there's even insights as it relates to that particular topic. So what I'd say to you is, it is an extremely custom response based on longevity, other income sources, your belief that the Social Security Trust Fund won't run out of money, on and on and on. There's a lot that goes into answering that. And unfortunately, I can't answer that over the air.
Bill, very good. Thank you so much.
Bill, really good.
Thanks, Bill.
Really good questions, as always. Don't forget, as well, as we're talking with CJ and Malia this morning, 442-5637, no charge. That initial Get to Know You appointment at Kloss Financial. Get to know each other again. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's KlossFinancial.com. Get to the Kloss Quiz Question Week in just a moment. Just real quick, though, got a minute or two left just to kind of wrap things up. And as we talk about folks, and I know we started the conversation about talking about taking that benefit before your full retirement age, what happens as far as your benefit if you are continuing to work?
Yeah, so a lot of people ask about this because they still think that they may be working, and they hear that their benefit could be affected in a negative way. Nobody wants to hear that. So if you enroll in your to receive your Social Security benefit prior to your FRA, as CJ mentioned, the full retirement age, and you're still working, that's when Social Security can actually withhold part or all of your benefits. Again, it depends how much you're planning on earning. So the numbers for 2021, if you're under your full retirement age, the annual earning limits for this year is $18,960. However, if you're actually retiring this year, you're going to reach full retirement age this year, the limit is up to $50,520 before your benefit would be withheld. And so the amount of the benefit people question is $2 in earnings above the limit will be withheld from your benefit. But again, the key thing to remember is, if you've already reached that full retirement age, there is actually no limit to your earnings. So there's nothing to fret about. Your Social Security benefit won't be affected, and it can actually grow as a result. So just keep that in mind if you're pulling in early retirement and prior to full retirement age, if you're going to be collecting Social Security at the same time.
Really good information, great guidance. And if you miss any part of today's program, or you want to listen back to any of the previous shows, as we talk about, always a popular conversation about Social Security. We've done a lot of really, really great shows on that very topic. You can check them out online at KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Don't forget as well, telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Set up an appointment, no charge for you for that initial Get to Know You conversation at 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Starbucks. This week's Kloss Quiz Question Week is this. If you were born after 1960, what is your FRA, or full retirement age, according to Social Security? Is it 65? Or 67? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Starbucks. And again, don't forget, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial Get to Know You appointment at Kloss Financial. Complimentary to you. Again, their number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, it's always great hanging out. You guys have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Kevin and Renee, I see them through the glass. They'll be with us next year on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. Money, 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 money.